Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network. We're visiting with Bob Gardner. Folks, we're at the gym of the Hickory High Huskers, and this is a great, great opportunity for people to learn all about small school Indiana basketball, and I know you would say still the greatest sports movie of all time, right?
Well, yeah, the greatest movie of all time, not just sports. But when you think about basketball from the 50s in Indiana, people can now go back in time and experience what it was like by coming here to games or just coming for a visit, and gives them a chance to come in and see themselves within this, what was the set for the movie of Hoosiers. So,
well, and that story still resonates today, doesn't it?
Probably more so today even than it did 10 years after it was out. We are now almost 34 years after the movie, and we're doing over 60,000 visitors a year. And had it been just for this old gymnasium, there would not be 60,000 people a year coming to see it, although it is quite an attractive facility. But it's, the movie just resonates. There's so many life lessons in that movie that resonate with folks today.
Well, and I know it's a fictional town by the name of Hickory. This, the gym is based in Knightstown, Indiana, and it's based after the Milan, Indiana story of 1952. How big is Knightstown, by the way?
Knightstown's about 2,200. The movie is 52. They put it ahead of the actual Milan. Milan was actually 54, and they did that to avoid any conflict. But it's interesting. A lot of people come here, especially from out of state, thinking it's Hickory High School, and Hickory won the state championship. So it's fun explaining to them the difference between reality and fiction. And people have a hard time understanding that there's only 18 seconds in the movie that are historically accurate. Jimmy Chitwood's last second shot to win the state is a replica of Bobby Plump for Milan winning the state.
All right, so I got to ask you, how many times has Hackman, Hopper, Barbara Hershey been back since the movie was released in 86?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Are there plans to ever bring
it
back?
No. Hackman, number one, does not like to travel. And the Pacers, when they have a Hickory night and invite him back and he won't come, I got news for you. We're not going to get him to the Hoosier Gym if he won't come for the Indiana Pacers. And I kiddingly say that, of course, Dennis has passed away, but we probably wouldn't want Barbara Hershey back anyway. But Chelsea Ross, who played George, has been back. We hardly ever have an event that the players themselves are not back. And so, from that standpoint, the players are the ones the fans want to see anyway.
Well, and I guess, you know, most small rural schools, whether you're in Indiana or Illinois or Iowa or pick any Midwestern state, they can kind of relate to that. Why should they come to see this historic setting?
Well, if they love the movie, number one, it gives them an opportunity to come and see where it was filmed. But there's more, you get a greater sense of what all the meanings in the movie were by coming here. And so they can come here, shoot baskets. Where else can you go and shoot a basket where Jimmy Chitwood and Ollie and them shot baskets? So from that standpoint, when we're not rented, anyone can come in at any time and play basketball.
All right, and I know in Illinois, where I'm from, we went from one to two classes. I think the year was 1972, somewhere around there. Now four classes in Illinois. Now I'm going to ask you, you know, do you long for the days of one-class basketball in the state of Indiana?
You mean when they run basketball in Indiana? No. I can understand why they want to have class basketball. The old everyone gets a trophy mentality. But for an old guy like me, I long for the day, because I'll give you a perfect example. In 1958, Knightstown won their first sectional. And they could never beat Newcastle. Mm-hmm. And to this day, schools that have gone to the state tournament, to the final day of the state tournament, are not looked upon at the same reverence as that sectional championship team. That was a big deal. Winning a sectional meant everything.
Well, and just a chance for you to sell this thing again for people who love this story, this movie, this attraction. It's not necessarily extremely easy to get to Knightstown, Indiana.
No, it's but 3 miles off Route 70. Yeah.
but it's still a worthy trip. Why is that?
Well, just look at it. I mean, I think David Anspaugh had one of the classic lines of all time. They asked him on CBS Morning News why they chose his gym. And he said, look at it. It's iconic. And today's gymnasiums are all plastic. Mm-hmm. And they're all sterile. And this is, just look at it. I mean, how can you not love basketball when you can come into a place like this? I mean, I played here, and I'm going to be quite honest with you. When I played here, we would like to go on the road to play in nicer gyms, but now we consider this a shrine. People come here, and they go away, and you do a survey, and you talk to them. What do you like best about the gym? You know what the number one answer is? The locker room.
Yeah, it is great, man.
And they love seeing the uniforms hanging up from all the people who played here. They love looking at the rosters of all the current NBA and WNBA players who have played here as high school players. I mean, we have had 19 players from Indiana who played in this gym make it to the NBA. 8 girls, including this year's number one draft choice in the WNBA, have played in this gym. This year alone, in our All-Star game in April, we had 11 of the 13 girls from the Indiana All-Star team of our 26, and we had 12 of the 14 boys. So it is the thing to do, and you take Eric Gordon, played for the Houston Rockets, does play for the Houston Rockets, McDonald's All-American, Michael Jordan Classic, Indiana All-Star. Ask him what his favorite All-Star game ever was, and he'll tell you the Hoosiers Reunion Classic.
And then just finally, so when this movie was shot here in Knightstown, can you kind of because I'm from Aledo, Illinois, population 3,600, so I can relate to if Gene Hackman and Barbara Hershey and Dennis Hopper came to my local high school to film, a movie, a motion picture like that. So what can you take me back to 85 or whenever they shot it?
85, it was, they had trouble getting extras. They were busing people in from other communities to have enough extras to fill it up. People in Knightstown are just sort of laid back and didn't have that much meaning to them at the time. And it's funny because people from Illinois and Oklahoma still have a different feeling than we have here in Knightstown. And there's a reason for that. It's always been here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been the gym, so.
And then how many days do you know did they actually shoot here then for the movie?
A total of about 4 weeks in different segments.
All right, well, this is a worthy for anybody that loves small school sports. You need to come to Knightstown, Indiana, the Hickory High Huskers Gym in Knightstown, Indiana. The director of this historical site, Bob Garner, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot for coming.
You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.